Monday, January 15th. President had me over at noon for a brief meeting. He mainly wanted to get into some attack follow-up things on Vietnam. He wants Coulson to mobilize now for an attack on the people that opposed us with a contingency plan of speeches, op-eds, editorials, a little book and so on, working with Buchanan, Skelly, Klein, and Clausen, and wants to get as much planned as we can now in the conviction that the left is going to take us on right after the announcement being Monday, January 15th. It's making the point that the president wants to get moving on the attack follow-up on Vietnam pending the obvious moves that the opponents will make to try to clobber whatever we come up with. He wants them to mobilize now for the attack with a contingency plan for speeches, op-eds, editorials, and all that sort of thing. He wants to hit, for example, the effort to cut Kissinger down and to divide him from the president that they all went into after the October breakdown. And we should hit hard on our critics in Congress and the media and don't let them forget. Coulson and I talked about this and agreed that we'd try to hit 8 or 10 prime targets rather than going on a general attack on the critics this time. He also wants to work on the Swedish and Austrian and Canadians. For one thing, the president will not receive their ambassadors when they send them, and he wants to do a study now on how to delegate receiving ambassadors to the vice president so that we can set that up. Thinks Goldwater ought to start whacking the irresponsible critics now and give them something to take on so that, because obviously they'll be hitting us. He also got into some discussion of schedule. He's agreed to swear in the undersecretaries as well as the cabinet officers and to do the swearing on Saturday after the parade if they're all confirmed by then. He wanted the speech draft for the inaugural address by 7:30 tonight from Ray so that he could get to work on that. Says to keep February clear so that he can take off a week or two to rest up after all this is over. Thinks we should figure an office press conference before it builds up too much, possibly Wednesday the 31st, and that'll be the last one in the office. From then on, he'll do them in the press room. As a matter of fact, he may do that one in the press room too, since it'll be the day we announce Henry's trip to Hanoi and China. He feels he ought to do something with the POWs and their wives in the White House when the first batch comes home. In the midst of this, he was interrupted with a phone call to Don Shula, or whatever his first name is, the Miami Dolphin coach, to congratulate him on winning the Super Bowl yesterday. Said to tell Ron to tell the press that he'll spend another day or two here. His actual plan is to stay till Thursday night, maybe even Friday noon. Told me to talk to Ehrlichman about Ruckel's house for the FBI director, and that John should discuss this with Mitchell also, that he should discuss Deloach. The president thinks he'd be the best. He was particularly upset with Mansfield, who made the point to Colonel Kennedy when he talked to him to say, be sure to have the president note how responsible the Senate was last week, which of course is totally irresponsible since the Senate has been a disaster the week before and only quieted up this last week because they were afraid of what the president was actually accomplishing. He wants to be sure we don't let any of the opponents clamber back on the bandwagon, that we maintain the heat against them. This evening he was quite anxious to get reports on the news reaction and all so that he'd know how to tone his inaugural address, which he'll be working on into the night and tomorrow, end of January 15th.